Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the ICANN 52 CCNSO Council meeting. Gabby, could I ask you to list apologies and ensure that we have quorum?
We just have one apology, and that's from Victor Abud. But we do have quorum, although it might look empty, because we have several people on the phone. Right now we have Leslie Cowley, Margarita Valdez, Dr. Sparks de Blanc, and Celia on the phone, and we're expecting Demi Getchko to join us as well.
I am on the phone now.
Welcome, and thank you to all those on the phone who are in very distant time zones. Your participation is much appreciated. Just looking at the agenda, item number 2 is minutes and actions. Does anybody have any questions or issues with the minutes? And if I could ask Christina to read the actions.
Yes, we have 2 outstanding actions. The first one is action 102-04, the Secretariat to provide the CCTLD community with an overview of the name collision issue in order to prepare for discussions with ICANN. That one is still pending. And then we have action 102-05, the Chair to ask the SOP Working Group to provide a list of its selection of the top 5 enterprise-wide risks to ICANN prior to 5th of February 2015, and that was overtaken by time. And all of the other actions are completed.
Thank you. Item number 3 was an update on the CCWG IG, and I believe Bart was going to provide that update for us.
The CCWG IG met last Wednesday, and they will most likely within the coming, in the short time, request the council not to object on an interpretation of the term observers in that charter. Otherwise, they have to go through a whole chartering amending exercise. What they want is that the term observers and their powers will be interpreted in the same fashion as in the 2 newly created CCWGs, so the stewardship and accountability. So that means that it's open for broader participation, but that the core is with the members appointed by the SOs and ACs. That's the update.
Thank you. Any questions for Bart or comments? Okay, seeing none. There was essentially supposed to be the similar updates for the IANA stewardship transition process and the accountability process, but I would suggest that we have probably had all the updates we can tolerate at this point. Okay, therefore, moving on to item number 4, we have a membership application from the British Virgin Islands, and I would ask Nigel to speak to that.
Thank you, Chair. Well, as usual, when we have an application of this nature, certain checks are made to see if it fulfills the requirements, and I'm happy to say on this occasion it does, and I commend the application to Council for a decision.
Good, thank you. We do have a resolution here. Are there any comments or questions before the resolution? Can somebody make a motion for the resolution? Becky, seconded by Jordy. And since we have people on the phone, and to make sure it's there for the transcript, I'll read the resolutions into the transcript. The CCNSO Council approves the application of the CCTLD manager of .VG and welcomes Telecommunications Regulatory Commission of the Virgin Islands and its representative, Olivier Fries, as 153rd member of the CCNSO. Can we take a vote on that, please? All in favor? Unanimous? We've moved to a new card system here. And if any of you are wondering, that's why Keith is on the other side, so he can give us a good indication of the vote, since it's very difficult to see a straight line table like this.
Byron, Katrina,
so
I think we should also ask those on the call.
Yes,
we can't see.
I stand corrected. It's unanimous in the room. Are there any objections? And I'll do this better on the next one. My apologies. Are there any objections on the phone? Are there any abstentions from those on the phone? Hearing none, we will once again proclaim this unanimous. Thank you.
And Byron, if I could just add, I'll log on to the Adobe Connect room. So if the remote participants are in the Adobe Connect room, they could vote by green tick there, and I can count those as well.
Good idea. Thank you. The CCNSO, continuous improvement. Okay. Item number 5, appointments to the SOP working group. We do have a new volunteer for the SOP working group, and it's the appointment of Andreas Muzilak. I hope I'm fairly close to the pronunciation there. From .de as a member of the SOP working group, Andreas approached the current interim chair and asked to be part of it, part of the SOP. And the currently interim chair has nominated Andreas to become a new member of the SOP. Any comments online? We have a draft resolution. Could I get somebody to make a motion for the resolution? Young seconded by Katrina. Thank you. The draft resolution, I will read it for the record. The CCNSO Council appoints Andreas Muzilak from .de as member of the CCNSO Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group. Could I take a vote on that, please? All in favor? Is there anybody online? I'm going to ask it in the reverse, just to be clear. From those online, is there anybody opposed? No? Anybody abstaining? I think we can consider that unanimous then. Thank you. So the Secretary is requested to inform the nominee and update the SOP WG webpage accordingly. Thank you.
There was no vote from Leslie or Margarita, so it wasn't unanimous. Margarita says I agree. Unanimous.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to get this right by the last one. Okay. Yeah, because typically for phone conferences, because we can't see them, we ask it in the negative, whereas here we're doing a bit of a hybrid. So I would ask those on the phone, just as a reminder, since we can't see you, I'm going to ask you the question in the negative. Item number 5.2, carrying on, with the appointment of Giovanni Seppia, the current interim chair, to become the permanent chair of the SOPWG. Giovanni has been the acting interim chair for a number of months now and put his name forward to be the permanent chair, which I'm quite happy to say that we have received that request from Giovanni, and we have a draft resolution. Are there any comments or questions on this? No? Okay, we have a draft resolution which reads as follows. The CCNSO Council appoints Giovanni Seppia from .eu as chair of the CCNSO SOPWG and requests him to regularly attend the CCNSO Council meetings specifically for the related part on the agenda and to liaise between the SOPWG and the Council. The Secretariat is requested to inform the SOPWG membership of Giovanni's appointment, and the Secretariat is also requested to ensure Giovanni is invited in a timely manner. Could I get a motion on that, please? Abibu and Hiro, thank you. I'm going to take a vote on that. So once again, here in the room, I'm going to ask it in the affirmative. Online, because we can't see you, I'm going to ask it in the negative. So in the room, all in favor? Thank you. Online, are there any objections? Any abstentions? Hearing none. It was a unanimous decision. Thank you. Third time's a charm. Agenda item number 6. As I think the council will recall, ICANN has recently instituted an ethos award. And ICANN staff has asked the CCNSO Council to appoint 2 members to the panel that determines the ethos award winners. We have done it previously, but it was the first one and was a bit of an ad hoc request. ICANN has asked that we put 2 members on the panel for the 2015 Multi-Stakeholder Ethos Award to determine the best candidates for the award for this coming year, or for this year, which is scheduled to be presented at the June meeting in Buenos Aires. We made a call for nominations, and Young Um and Celia Lehrman Friedman both put their names forward. And we have a draft resolution that would appoint them. I'm going to ask for a motion for that. Becky, seconder. Nigel, thank you. The draft resolution is as follows. The CCNSO Council appoints Young Um Lee.kr and Celia Lehrman Friedman as CCNSO appointed members of the ETHOS panel, and the Secretariat is requested to inform the nominees and relevant ICANN staff accordingly. Before we take a vote on that, are there any questions, comments? Young Um?
Thanks, Baron. Clerical matter, I think myself and Celia should be excluded from the vote because of conflict of interest. Thank you.
Noted. Any other questions or comments? So I'll provide the opportunity for abstentions. So I'd like to take a vote on that first in the room. All in favor? Any abstentions? Young Um, any abstentions? Okay, thank you. Online, again, I'll ask it in the negative. Any objections? Any abstentions? Celia, thank you. Hearing no others, consider that resolution passed with 2 abstentions. Thank you. Agenda item number 7, final report of the FOI. This has certainly been a long time in the making. The Framework of Interpretation Working Group, as I think we know, was established in early 2011 and has done very significant work. certainly in my time here, of all of the working groups, it has done the yeoman's work on a complicated and challenging task. It's held a considerable number of discussions in council with the whole entire membership, outreach, consultations, reporting to the GAC, and done heavy, heavy lifting on a very challenging subject. I just want to say, certainly from the chair's perspective, I truly appreciate the work that the active members of this working group have done. It is remarkable. Hopefully we're at a point where we can start to give you some life back. With that said, there are a couple of resolutions, three in fact, and I am aware that there may be some friendly amendments here, but let's go through the draft resolutions to begin with. 7.1, and that's support the framework of interpretation. The CCNSO Council expresses its final support for the framework of interpretation to provide more accurate and detailed analysis of the existing policies for the delegation, transfer, and revocation of country code top-level domains. Could I get a motion on this? I would suspect it's only fair that members of said committee get to put that motion forward. So Nigel first, Keith second, and Becky's going to jump in on this too. Okay, a third. We'll take a third on this. Are there any, before the vote, any questions or comments? Young Am?
I would just like to make the note that maybe we should do something more to work more cooperatively with the GAC, because I know for one that the FY working group in the CCNSO has worked for a long period of time. They put a lot of effort. I mean, and as you've said, we've tried to communicate the contents to the GAC as much as possible, but at the relatively last moment, there was some movement in the GAC that got us a bit worried. Something similar I see is happening in the use of countries and use of countries and territory names group, where we had invited the GAC members to our cross-community working group, and the feeling in the room was that the GAC members were not very willing to fully cooperate with the cross-community working group, and so I think that's an area that we still need to keep working on. Thank you.
Thanks, Yang-Am. Any other comments or questions on the resolution at hand? Okay. Hearing none, we'll put that to a vote. Again, those in the room, all in favor? Those online, any object? Any abstentions? We'll consider that unanimously carried. Thank you very much. Beer is on me when we leave this room. For those on the FOI, not everybody. Okay, item 7.2. Which is a submission of the framework. Let me back up for a second with some preamble. We will be submitting the work of the FOI to several different entities. Hence, we have a couple of resolutions here that provide guidance in terms of which entities we want to make sure the council formally sends the work of the FOI to. And that's why we have the two separate resolutions here. So first, I will read the resolution. The resolution is the submission of the framework of interpretation and recommendations to the CWG stewardship and CCWG accountability. The CCNSO will provide the framework of interpretation as an input to both the CWG IANA and CCWG accountability working groups, with the request that the framework and relevant recommendations from the report be incorporated into their work, including into the service level agreement that will be included in the proposal for the IANA transition plan. Could I get a motion for that, please? Katrina and whoever the last hand is. Oh, Vika, thank you. Any questions or comments on this? Okay, hearing none in the room, ask for a vote. Those in favor? That's unanimous in the room. Thank you. Online, any objections, abstentions? Okay, we'll consider 7.2 carried. Thank you. Agenda item 7.3 is another resolution.
It's working just 2 points, but consider please as editorial changes. It states the CCNSO, the resolution should state the CCNSO Council will provide the framework and not the CCNSO as such. And the second one, it's not the CWG IANA, but it's the CWG stewardship that is one on the receiving end.
Yes. Thank you for the, let's call them typo clarifications. Thank you. Duly noted for the record. On to 7.3. Again, another resolution about where the framework should go. And I will read this into the record. Submission of the framework of interpretation and recommendations to the ICANN Board of Directors. The CCNSO Council empowers its chair and Keith Davidson, former chair of the FOI, to submit the final report of the FOIWG to the ICANN Board of Directors. If they believe that the term of the GAC...
Byron, there was some... bashing of the wording, and that's the original wording. There's been a number of friendly amendments introduced by Nigel at the last minute, so I'm not sure how we should deal with that structurally. Shall we?
So the process that I had intended to follow was to, since this was the original resolution that had been passed to the council, to read it in and then take amendments.
Okay, and there's a further friendly amendment for us being suggested by Leslie online as well, which I'll read in after Nigel.
Okay, so let me put the original in because it is what everybody received, and then we can take some friendly amendments or otherwise after that. Carrying on from the second sentence, the CCNSO Council empowers its chair and Keith Davidson, former chair of the FOI, submit the final report of the FOIWG to the ICANN Board of Directors if they believe that the terms of the GAC communique allow submission of the final report. If so, the CCNSO Council also recommends that ICANN adopt the framework of interpretation and utilize this documentation as the specific guidance of the applicable policies. To that end, the CCNSO suggests that previous documentation, including the GAC Principles 2000, ICANN's ICP 1, and News Memo 1, should be archived and no longer referenced by ICANN or IANA. If submitted, the CCNSO Council urges ICANN, IANA, to implement the framework in the near future, and the Council stands ready to assist IANA staff with that work. So, as a process, I would like somebody to make that motion, and then we will take questions and comments. Can I get somebody to make the motion? Vika first, Youngam second. Any questions or comments? Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Byron. This is Ching. Just a procedural questions on this particular clause on the third lines, if they believe the terms of the GET communique allow submission of the final report. May I interpret that correctly? Is that we expect to have this to be listed in the communique, and then if they not, what should we do?
I'm going to ask Nigel to speak to that question.
Actually, it's a very good question, and it's one of the things that I've addressed in the slightly revised wording, which, if I remember correctly, without quoting from the exact wording, if compatible with, which covers a multitude of possibilities, including things that we might expect and things we might not expect.
Essentially, we have a bit of a timing challenge in that we have a meeting and a resolution to deal with right now, and the GATT communique will come out at some point in the future. So there is you rightly notice there is some conditionality within this resolution, but that's what it's there for. Youngam?
I would just like to make a comment and express my gratitude to the FOI Working Group for their hard work and their result. And I would like to note that the long-standing and controversial ICP-1, for example, can now be archived, and I think this would mark a tremendously significant landmark for the CCs and firmly establish the RFC 1591 as the authoritative document for the CCs. Thank you.
Well said. Thank you. Any other comments, questions, friendly amendments, or others?
Thank you, Byron. You're looking at me. What I propose to do, without taking too much time, is to read the proposed revised resolution. I've done a little bit of work with Becky and Byron's seen this. It's principally stylistic. There are one or two slight language changes where I think we want to be slightly more assertive and use the word submit rather than suggest. And there's some extra words indicating regarding our relationship to the GAC principles. I thought the original resolution could easily have been misinterpreted, and contrary to our intention, it might have been read by some that we were trying to abolish the GAC principles altogether or something like that, instead of which, as everybody in this room knows, we're referring to the obsoleted and superseded 2000 version of the GAC principles, with the GAC themselves replaced in 2005. So that's the intent of the extra wording between the parentheses. This was all sent around to the council list about 5 minutes before the meeting started. You should perhaps have it in front of you, but with the chair's indulgence and permission, I'll read the proposed revised version.
Yes, I just want to offer some color on that. I did review the friendly amendment. I know that the members of the FOI who are on the council have taken a look at it. Generally speaking, I would not be inclined to do resolution rewriting on the fly. However, in this case, because of the importance of it and that we are talking about finalizing resolutions regarding the FOI, and that it was primarily clarification related edits that make the keep certainly the spirit and the intent of the resolution, but make it crisper and clearer. I'm very much in favor of letting you go forward with a friendly amendment. Thanks.
Thank you, Chair. The CCNSO Council empowers its Chair and Keith Davidson, former Chair of the FOI Working Group, to submit the final report of the Working Group to the ICANN Board of Directors if they consider that the terms of the GAC communique are compatible with such submission. CCNSO Council also recommends that ICANN adopt the framework of interpretation and adopt the document as specific guidance on the interpretation of the existing applicable policies. With that in mind, the CCNSO Council, I suspect, taking Bart's comment there, submits that certain previous documents, including GAC Principles 2000, which the GAC superseded in 2005, comma, ICANN's ICP 1 and News Memo 1 should be archived and considered no longer used by ICANN or IANA. CCNSO Council urges ICANN IANA to apply the framework in the near future, and the Council stands ready to assist IANA staff with that work. And didn't we have something about asking them to respond to us? Have I deleted that by accident? Yeah, there's no intention to delete that part.
Are there any questions or comments on this?
Further friendly amendment suggested by Leslie that instead of the word submit, recommend. So the CCNSO Council empowers its Chair and Keith Davidson, former Chair of the FOI Working Group, to recommend the final report of the FOI Working Group to the ICANN Board of Directors. So being slightly more assertive yet again. And I'm quite happy, since someone else has suggested it, to endorse that strengthening of the wording.
Okay. Are there any other... Was that Leslie? Please go ahead. I was just going to ask for any other councillor comments or questions right now.
Thanks, Byron.
Go ahead.
Keith, my submit was in relation to the submit further on down where we were submitting about the previous documentation. Actually, both, I think, could be strengthened by being recommend.
My apologies.
Okay, duly noted.
No worries. I also had just one more point. If compatible with the GAC communique, what are we going to do if it's not compatible with the GAC communique?
Well, presumably we... if we run into a situation where the GAC is adamantly against it, we won't be submitting it to the board. Keith, did you have a comment?
I think we need to cross that bridge when we come to it, and let's not try and second guess every scenario.
It's our understanding, while I wouldn't claim to truly understand the beast that is the GAC, it is our understanding that we should be able to expect a reasonable outcome here. But yes, I think Keith has said it right. We'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it. Any other councillor comments right now? We have a question from the floor or comment from the floor.
We have always referred in the working group as IANA as a function, and now we are referring to it as an entity, which it is not. Maybe you must review that in the language.
Point taken.
So
can we refine it to address Eberhardt's point?
This is
an example of why resolution redrafting on the fly is tricky business.
Yeah. I think that it would only be the final sentence. Correct me if I'm wrong, Eberhardt, and we could probably... Nigel's already fixed it.
I think we can finesse this very easily. that we've only used the word IANA twice. The second one says IANA staff. The first one can say IANA staff as well. I see general agreement from the person making the comment.
Okay.
Are there any objections to that suggestion? Because I think that will address the reasonable comment from the floor. Okay, let's go forward with that. Yes, so I'm jumping the gun, Bart. So, since I think we have agreement on all of the proposed edits, I would ask that Bart, in this case, read the final the current final proposed version.
The CCNSO Council empowers its chair and Keith Davidson, former chair of the FOI Working Group, to recommend the final report of the FOI to the ICANN Board of Directors if they consider that the terms of the GAC communique are compatible with such. And that should be
recommendation.
The CCNSO Council also recommends that ICANN adopt the framework of interpretation and adopt the documents, the document as the specific guidance on the interpretation of the existing applicable policies. With that in mind, the CCNSO submits, and as you recommend,
the CCNSO Council.
Recommends that certain previous documents, including the GAC Principles 2000, which the GAC has superseded in 2005, ICANN's ICP1 and News Memo 1 should be archived and considered no longer used by ICANN or IANA staff. Because there is IANA again. The CCNSO Council urges ICANN/IANA staff to apply the framework in the near future, and the Council stands ready to assist IANA staff with that work.
Thank you. Questions? Keith, you have your hand up.
I think that very last part of the sentence isn't that helpful. I think it needs to say ICANN and IANA staff rather than slash, because then it's not instructing ICANN the board to follow. So a further friendly amendment, ICANN and IANA staff.
Thank you. With that, I would like to put this resolution to a vote. Here in the room, all in favor? Thank you. Those online, I will ask it in the negative. Are there any objections or abstentions?
This is Jane. I'm a non-com appointee here, and I'm actually also very new here, and interacting this very extreme case, the policy, I mean, this procedure, I was told that it was not commonly used, and so for that, and I'd like to make sure that in the context, I would like to support this motion, but in terms of the voting, I would like to abstain. Thank you.
Thank you. It's recognized. So we have one abstention. It's been recorded. The resolution is passed with one abstention. Thank you. Well done, FOI. Jordi?
Thank you, Byron. This is Jordi. Once we've voted on that, it's just an observation. It's not the first time that we have to amend text as we go. So if there was a possibility in which we all could see what's being written, because at least for the ones that English is not the first language, it's not easy to really follow all those changes and subtleties you are introducing. So I don't know, that would be really helpful. Thank you.
Duly noted. I would tend to agree, and I have to admit that's why I typically don't like doing resolution writing in the committee of the whole on the fly, but special exception here. But very fair comment and duly noted. With that, we'll move on to item number 8, council updates. I will start with a chair update. Certainly, you have all seen what I've been up to over the last couple of days. I think the only thing that would bear mention beyond what everybody's already participated in is on Fridays before any ICANN meeting, there is an SOAC chairs and senior ICANN staff meeting, which is a standard and regular occurrence, and happened again this past Friday. The focus of the conversations there were really around how to improve the coordination and the process of activities between the respective SO and ACs, and that included how to do prioritization on any activities that may have maybe common activities, also how to enable the community to better find resources, documentation, do research, etc., particularly vis-a-vis the ICANN website, which is many would consider difficult to work with in terms of finding documentation, as well as trying to think through how to have better engagement and ongoing engagement for folks who have tried to permeate the ICANN community and often find themselves at a loss as to how to really engage. So that was really the focus of the SOAC conversation, somewhat internal and process-driven about trying to figure out ways to make things work better internally. And there was a public session on it where it was spoken about in more detail. And thus concludes my report. Do the vice chairs have anything they would like to report? Young'un?
Thanks, Byron. This is Young'un. I heard that it was mentioned during the ALAC and the board meeting that the chairs of the SOs and the ACs had a meeting with Fadi, and that it was Fadi announced that he was going to have monthly meetings with the SOAC chairs during the ALAC board meeting. Can you inform us of that? Thank you.
Yes, I will going forward. Katrina?
Yeah, Katrina Fataki, .lv. Not in my capacity as a vice chair, but the chair of the program working group, I would like to thank the group and secretariat, especially Gabi, for the work, and, observer as well, for the work on putting up agenda, feedback, surveys, and everything. So this is really very good teamwork. And I also do the scrolling of the document.
Thank you. Keith?
Since the last council call, I attended a teleconference call for the FOI purposes with the GAC, along with Becky and others from the FOI group, which was a very productive meeting and resolved many of the issues that hopefully have led to a positive or not negative outcome here. In other semi-ICANN related activities, I attended the IANA transition group meetings for the Friday and Saturday just immediately prior to ICANN, and that was moderately productive, but you know, the names proposal being missing after deadline was a cause of some concern to that group. Other than that, outside of ICANN, I have ISOC board meetings coming up this week, and it's been an interesting time in ISOC as well, with the nominations for my replacement on the board coming up. And that's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. Are there any councillor updates? Any online? No, hearing none. Okay, we'll move on. Regional organization updates, I think we heard this afternoon. Are there any staff updates? Oh, Hiro? Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Let me give a brief update on behalf of ABTLD. As many of you know, ABTLD has just appointed a new GM. And APTLD will...
Hiro, sorry to interrupt. Could I ask you to speak closer to the mic?
Okay.
Thank you.
And APTLD will appoint him as a liaison to CCNSO Council, and we hope the CCNSO Council will accept him as a liaison from the next CCNSO meeting, which may be conducted online. So, is there a formal procedure to appoint him?
To appoint him as a liaison on the regional organization's behalf?
I know we have a guideline on appointments. Let me check and let me get back to you so to ensure that we do take the correct steps that Leonid can be attend the upcoming council call and that we... I mean, if necessary, I will suggest an action to the council online.
Right. Thank you.
Just one question. When will he be appointed, or is he already appointed?
No, 13th of this month. So.
Okay. So that's in 2 days.
Yeah.
I'll check it, and we can do it during this meeting.
That so we'll take that as an action item. Thank you. Okay, we'll move on to item number nine, liaison updates. Written updates have been provided. Bart?
Normally you would see a working group update here as well. It's not included this time because we had a lot of updates during this week of the several working groups. So, because especially number seven was that long, and I thought do it this time.
Thank you. Item number 10 is the CCNSO Council roles and responsibilities. As you, I'm sure, will all recall, on Sunday morning and afternoon for 4 hours, we had our annual council workshop, where the overall roles and responsibilities were discussed, among other subjects, and a draft of a revised roles and responsibilities was effectively agreed upon. Any of you who were not there have a whole lot more work ahead of you this year. No, that's not true. But we did revise and update the standard template that we have worked with before in terms of basic roles and responsibilities, and we have a resolution related to that. I'll read the draft resolution, and then we'll take questions. The draft resolution is: the CCNSO Council adopts the assignment of tasks as proposed in the assignments of roles and responsibilities, February 2015. Could I get a motion on that? Becky, Nigel, thank you. Are there any questions or comments on this? It's relatively administrative and consistent with previous years. Okay, we'll put it to
Byron,
a vote.
Sorry, Byron.
Nigel?
Does it contain me still as the new admission?
Yes.
I've had a late volunteer I'm happy to relinquish that in favour of Jordi, assuming he confirms now that that's okay. He's nodding.
Jordi, you want to? You're okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay. I propose myself to my knight. Thank you.
Okay. We will revise the roles and responsibilities accordingly. With that minor revision, we'll take a vote. All in favor? Here in the room, unanimous, thank you. Those online, any opposed? Any abstentions? Seeing or hearing none, unanimous, thank you. Moving on to item number 11, the chair and vice chair elections. At this point, the first one on the docket will be the chair election, and thus I will turn the meeting over to the senior vice chair, Keith.
Okay, this is the election for the chair of the CCNSO Council. Can I call for nominations? Vika.
I'll nominate Byron.
Byron Holland.
Byron Holland, yes.
Byron Holland is nominated. Is there a seconder? Young M and several others. Any further nominations? If not, I'll declare that nominations be closed and Byron be elected unanimously.
Thank you, and I'm willing to accept.
Oh. We weren't going to give you an opportunity to reject. I'll now hand back to you. Thank you, Byron.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair, for doing that. And thank you, everybody, for that vote of endorsement. I certainly appreciate it. And hopefully everybody recognizes I take the responsibility very seriously. And I very much appreciate the support that I get, both in doing the work and the support right here in the context of the vote. That said, I do want to make it known that this will be my third year as chair, and at this time next year, I will likely not stand for election again for a fourth time. So I just want to make sure that that is clear. Very much welcome the challenge for the additional year, but this would be the last year that I would be standing for election and serving in this capacity, though I'm sure I'll find other ways to serve as well. Anyway, thank you very much. With that, we'll move on to the vice chair elections and expressions of interest. So first, we will have the vice chair election for the seat that Katrina currently occupies, and I'd like to call for nominations. Young-Am?
Thanks, Byron. I would like to re-nominate Katrina.
Thank you. Can I get a seconder, Becky? Thank you. Are there any other nominations? Seeing, hearing none, we'll call the nominations period closed and declare Katrina the unanimous winner. Congratulations yet again.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Are you willing to serve?
Too late, isn't it?
Yeah, too late, exactly. And thank you very much for the work that you have done thus far. Moving on to the vice chair election for the seat that Keith currently occupies. Could I call for any nominations? Katrina?
Thank you. I would like to re-nominate Keith Davidson from .nz.
Thank you. And I have Nigel as a seconder. Are there any other nominations? Seeing or hearing none, I will call the nominations period closed and declare you the unanimous winner.
You're it.
Congratulations. Do you accept?
Too late.
Gee, thanks. I think I have another year to run or slightly more in terms of my council appointment. I won't be seeking re-election at that time, and finishing the framework has been an important thing for me. The IANA transition is the other important thing to me. If that does accelerate on a timeline, you may expect an early resignation from me as well, so I may not last the entire term, but in the interim I will be as industrious and hardworking as ever.
Thank you. So we'll work you double hard in the meantime then. Okay. Okay, moving on to item number 12, which is simply a list of the upcoming meetings. Duly noted. Item number 13, any other business? Is there anything that anyone would like to bring to the council, that any councillor would like to bring to the council's attention? Christina?
Hello. Patrick Miles noted that today on the GNSO Council they expressed interest in an online CCNSO-GNSO meeting since the two councils couldn't get together at this meeting.
Thank you. Just for the council, the council will recall that because of the scheduling conflicts, we were not able to have our regular meeting with the GNSO. This is very much supposed to be a one-time situation, and we will recommence our regular meetings with them at future ICANN meetings. In the meantime, we did I did provide a brief written report of some of the highlights of what the CCNSO has been focused on over the couple of days. Keith?
Just a small item of possible consideration too. With our upcoming council calls, we have recently been receiving the reports from the CWG and CCWG on the IANA transition. Just in discussion with Mike Silber today, there was a suggestion that maybe we invite the two CCNSO board members to that part of the council meeting as well, so that there's a reasonably good understanding from them of where the CCNSO is on those specific issues. So whether that's something we need to resolve now or just consider, but just while it's in my front of mind, I thought I'd better table it and we can follow up on that in due course.
Thank you. I'm going to suggest, given the hour, that we take that to the list. So it's a reasonable proposition, but let's take it to the list in the coming week or weeks. Yes. Peter?
Sorry, I didn't catch that. Was that as observers or as participants? Because I think that's quite an important question.
As observers.
Right.
And we have not made any determination. It's been raised. We will take it to the council list to have a further discussion on it in the coming weeks. Is there any other business? Seeing none, we'll move on to item number 14. Some welcomes and thank yous. The CCNSO would like to welcome and congratulate the following councillors with their re-election to the council for the upcoming 3 years. From the African region, Vika, welcome back. Asia Pacific, Young Um, European region, Katrina. Latin American and Caribbean region, Margarita. And the North American region, myself. Welcome back to all of you. Very importantly, Last night I thought we had a fantastic CCNSO cocktail party. It was a great venue and a fun evening. I think the restaurant had to essentially kick us out in the end, which is always a sign of a good event. And I'd like to very much thank the sponsors of the CCNSO cocktail party, which were .pr, .sgnic, URID, .nz, and SIDN. So thank you very much to our sponsors. And last but not least, very much a wholehearted thank you to our local host, .sgnic. Thanks very much. And with that, I will adjourn the CCNSO meeting at ICANN 52. Thank you, everybody.